Welcome today, and we're glad to have you join us as we study the subject of cell groups in the church. I would like to read a verse of scripture in Acts chapter 2 and verse
46.
Many of you may be asking, why do we need cell groups in a church?
Nah, orang ngabutuhkeun komsel di gereja.
We see in the early church, the Bible says they continued daily with one accord in the temple.
Gereja nungawitan, kitab suci nyeroskeun kalayan tekun sareng sahate marena ngariung unggal dinten di lebet bait Allah.
And breaking bread from house to house. Mereka
nyemplekeun roti di bumi sewang-sewangan.
They did eat their meat with gladness.
Pangsareng.
And singleness of heart.
Tulus hati.
The principle of meeting in the temple and house to house was in the very foundation of the early church. In Acts chapter 5
and
verse
42,
the Bible says daily in the temple. And in every house,
roti di bumi
they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Again, we see the principle of the temple and house to house. Many of our churches meet in large public meetings.
Di gereja-gereja, orang pendak dina ibadah umum nu ageng.
And that's important for the world to see us meeting together.
Eta penting supaya dunia ningal ibadah sasarengan.
But we should also meet house to house.
Tapi orang kedah papendak di bumi-bumi.
In Acts chapter 20,
dari Rasul-Rasul pasal 20,
the Apostle Paul said in verse 20,
Paulus nyarios dina ayat 20,
I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you.
Namun genya abdi teu pernah nyapirakeun naon nu aya gunana keur anjeun,
but have showed you,
katanya diajarkeun sareng diwawarkeun ka anjeun,
and have taught you publicly,
di ieu dunya,
and from house to house.
Dina riungan di imah anjeun.
Again we see the public ministry,
ngingeti pelayanan umum,
and the house to house ministry,
pelayanan bumi ka bumi.
A tree is first seen by the trunk and the leaves.
Ditanggal kawitna mung rang-rang jeung daun.
But it is held together by the roots.
Tapi dibantuan ku akar.
The trunk and leaves are the public ministry of the church.
Rang-rang sareng daun nyaeta pelayanan umum di gereja.
The root system is the house to house ministry.
Sistem akar nyaeta pelayanan bumi ka bumi.
Jesus did over 15 miracles in a house.
Yesus midamel 15 mujizat di lebet bumi.
And so a home can be also a small duplicate of the church.
Hiji bumi tiasa janten contoh gereja nu alit.
We can look through the Bible and see this principle in the Old Testament.
Kami haningal di sakula kitab mendakan prinsip perjanjian lawas.
In the book of Exodus chapter 18,
kena kitab budalan pasal 18,
we see the first church in the wilderness.
Orang ningali gereja ngawitan di gurun.
Moses, the leader of that church,
Musa mimpin gereja eta,
was advised by his father-in-law to change his structure.
Dipapatan ku bapa mitohana kanggo ngubah strukturna.
Everything depended upon him.
Saranya dibebankeun ka anjeunna.
He had to do all of the counseling.
Kena kedah midamel segala counseling.
All of the teaching,
kadaya pengajaran,
all of the judgment between people,
pengadilan di antara umat,
and he was wearing himself out.
Anjeunna nyapekeun diri sorangan.
His father-in-law was concerned for Moses' health.
Itohana paduli kana kesehatan Musa.
And also for the good of the people.
Itu oke kehadian umat.
Because they were standing all day in line waiting for Moses.
Mereka marana ngarti sepanjang dinten nungguan Musa.
Very often that's the picture in many of our churches.
Eta gambaran dina seur gereja.
All of the ministry is based upon the pastor.
Kadaya pelayanan dibebankeun ka gembala.
He has not delegated his ministry to others.
Panjenengan teh masrahkeun pelayanan ka jelema sanes.
And so he wears out as he's pastoring.
Anjeunna kacapean samantara anjeunna ngagembalakeun.
Moses' father-in-law encouraged him.
Bapamituha Musa ngabangkitkeun sumanget.
He said to provide out of all the people able men.
Hayangan ti sakabeh bangsa jalmi-jalmi nu pinter.
Such as fear God.
Dieun ka Allah.
Men of truth.
Jalma nu bisa dipercaya.
Hating covetousness.
Nu teresep kana pengajaran suap.
And place such over them.
Dendan maranina di antara bangsa eta.
To be rulers of thousands.
Mimpin ribuan jalma.
And rulers of hundreds.
Mimpin seratus jalma.
And rulers of fifties.
Mimpin 50 jalma.
And rulers of 10.
Mimpin 10 jalma.
10 people.
10 jalma.
Became the core group of that church.
Dan inti kelompok gereja eta.
A small cell,
iji sel alik,
of 10 people,
jumlahna 10 jalma,
with a leader,
ku saurang pamimpin,
was the smallest unit of that church.
Nangrupi unit gereja nupang alitna.
They had 3 million people perhaps in that huge church.
Ya 3 juta jalma di lebet gereja ageng eta.
But now they could all be pastored.
Ayeuna marana tiasa digembalakeun.
In groups of 10.
Dina kelompok 10 jalma.
And Moses' father-in-law said,
Ituha Musa nyarita,
let them judge the people at all seasons.
Waktu-waktu marana kudu ngadili di antara bangsa.
And every great matter they will bring unto you.
Segala perkara nu ageung kedah tetep di sanghareupan ku anjeun.
But every small matter they will judge.
Adili marana sorangan eta ngahampangkeun.
If you do this thing,
man barang damal kitu,
and God commands you to,
alam merentahkeun hal eta ka anjeun,
you will be able to endure.
Bakal sanggup nahanna.
And all this people will go to their place in peace.
Kabeh bangsa bakal bali kalayan sugema ka tempatna.
This is very important.
Atida pentingna.
Our church has about 6,000 members.
Gereja gaduh sekitar 6,000 anggota.
And there is no way I can meet all of those people's needs.
Mustahil tiasa nyumpuanan segala kebutuhan maranehna.
But several years ago, I discovered the principle of cell groups.
Beberapa tahun kamari api mendakan prinsip komsel.
That I can train other leaders.
Dimana api tiasa ngalatih pemimpin sanes.
And that those leaders can help me pastor these people.
Eta pamimpin tiasa nulungan kanggo ngembangkeun jalma rea.
Now the church has 3 purposes.
Gereja ngagaduhan 3 maksud.
Number 1.
Kahiji.
To pastor people well.
Ngembangkeun jalmi kalayan hade.
Number 2.
Kadua.
To evangelize the lost.
Injila nu leungit.
Number 3.
Nu katilu.
To raise up leaders,
ngagungakeun para pamimpin,
another generation,
generasi sanes,
who will preach the gospel,
nu bakal ngadugikeun Injil.
So I had to be honest,
abdi kedah jujur,
that I was not performing number 1 very well.
Abdi teu midamel nu kahiji kalayan sae.
I was not pastoring our people very well.
Abdi teu ngembalakeun jemaat kalayan sae.
All of the pastoral ministry fell upon me.
Sadaya pelayanan pengembalaan dibebankan ke abdi.
I did all of the visitation.
Midamel sadaya kunjungan.
All of the counseling.
Sadaya counseling.
All of the judgment between people.
Pengadilan di jemaah.
And I was wearing out.
Abdi kecapean.
I love the Lord.
Abdi mikaasih Gusti.
But I was carrying the whole load.
Tapi berat ku momotan.
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
Efesus pasal 4.
The Bible says that God has given 5 ministries.
Nyariatkan jan Gusti masihan 5 waleran.
Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher.
Rasul, nabi, penginjil, gembala, sareng pengajar.
For the equipping of the saints.
Kanggo ngalengkapan jalma suci.
To do the work of the ministry.
Kanggo padamelan pelayanan.
I started cell groups.
Awitanku komsel.
With 50 cells.
50 sel.
I divided our people into groups of 10 and 12.
Dengan jemaat kalebet kelompok nu jumlahna 10 dugi ka 12 jalmi.
And they began to minister to each other.
Marana ngawitan saling layanan.
Every week I trained the leaders.
Tiap minggu abdi ngalatih pamimpin.
Just as Moses said.
Sapertos nu dicaraskeun ku Musa.
To be men of truth.
Jalma nu tiasa dipercanten.
Men who feared God.
Jalma nu sieun ku Allah.
Men who hated covetousness.
Mun terasa panas suap.
And would take a portion of the ministry.
Rasanya andak bagian tina pelayanan.
And help me to pastor the people.
Nolongan ngagembalakan jemaah.
In Moses' life,
dina kehidupan Musa,
the Lord told him to take of the spirit that was upon him.
Gusti nyarioskeun ka anjeunna kanggo masian roh.
And place it on 70 elders.
Patkeunana di luhur 70 kakolot.
And they received a portion of his anointing.
Maranana nampi bagian tina pangurapanana.
Here is the question for you as a pastor.
Ieu patasan kanggo saderek salaku gembala.
Do you want to do all of the ministry yourself?
Or
are you willing to release your anointing to others? Now this is important in the local church. Because now with cell groups, everyone arranged in groups of
10,
we are like an army.
Orang seperti pasukan tentara.
Before we were like an audience.
Orang seperti nulalaju.
Everyone looking at me.
Tiap jalma ningali orang.
Everyone looking to me.
Tiap jalma memperhatikan orang.
But now everyone is in a small group.
Tiap jalma dina kelompok alit.
Like a platoon.
Pertos pleton militer.
In every army there are small platoons.
Tiap pasukan aya peleton nu alit.
And we do the work of the ministry in rotation.
Orang midamel pelayanan secara giliran.
Now Jesus had a small group.
Yesus ngagaduhan kelompok alit.
That group were the people he traveled with everywhere.
Eta jalma nu nyarengan anjeunna ka mana wae anjeunna mios.
His 12 apostles.
12 rasul.
And in John chapter 13.
Dina Yohanes pasal 13.
The Bible says that he called them together to the upper room.
Auna anjeunna nyaulan maranehna sasarengan.
And wash their feet.
Ngumbah sampeanana.
You may say, why do I need a small group?
Nah, abdi maryogikeun kelompok alit.
There are 5 reasons.
Aya 5 alasan.
Number 1.
Kahiji.
People can serve better in a small group.
Jelma tiasa ngalayanan langkung saya di lebet kelompok alit.
In the upper room,
di ruangan luhur,
Jesus washed their feet.
Jesus ngumbah sampean maranena.
Peter said, "If I don't wash your feet," Jesus said, "If I don't wash your feet, Peter,"
Jesus ngadawuh, "lamun kami teu ngumbah maneh,
you have no part with me."
Maneh moal meunang bagian di kami.
We are not partners.
Urang sanes partner.
Unless people serve each other.
Diwalti saling ngalayanan.
They will never become partners.
Pernah janten partner.
In a cell group.
Dina kelompok sel.
People can serve each other.
Kami tiasa saling ngalayanan.
If one of the members of their group.
Misalnya seorang ti maranehna.
Gets sick or is in trouble.
Dadamang dina masalah.
The other members serve them.
Nusanis ngalayanan.
They go to the hospital.
Nios ka rumah sakit.
They help them in their problem.
Tulungan nu aya dina masalah.
They serve them. The second reason you need a cell group.
Alasan kedua ngabutuhkeun kelompok sel.
Is also seen in John chapter 14.
Dina Yohanes pasal 14.
Jesus told his disciples.
Penyarios ka murid-muridna.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Tong hariwang.
You believe in God.
Sing percaya ka Allah.
Believe in me.
Sing percaya ka kami.
He encouraged them.
Dina ngadorong maranehna.
In my Father's house.
Di imah Bapa kami.
Are many mansions.
Tempat cicing.
People need encouragement.
Jalmi perlu diwangun.
And when they are in a cell group.
Pada saya di kelompok sel.
They get encouraged.
Maranehna diwangun.
If one of them is depressed.
Pabeyanu dikatindes.
Or discouraged.
Tetapi patah semangat.
When their group meets every week.
Atau seta kelompok papendak tiap minggu.
They look at each other in the face.
Marane tiasa tepang langsung.
And encourage each other.
Saling ngagugahkeun semangat.
Through prayer.
Kalangkungan doa.
And ministry to each other.
Saling ngalayanan.
So the cell group first serves.
Kapitan kelompok sel ngalayanan.
The cell group secondly encourages each other.
Kedua kelompok silih ngawangun.
The third reason to be in a cell group is in John chapter 15.
Alasan kedua ayat dina kelompok selnya eta dina Yohanes pasal 15.
Jesus said, "I am the vine."
Isunya Rios, kami pokok anggur.
You are the branches.
Aneh teh rang-rangna.
If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Christians must be fruitful.
Orang Kristen kadang ngasilkan buah.
But when they are alone,
atas marana nyalira,
they don't produce fruit.
Marana teu ngasilkan buah.
Jesus sent his disciples out by two.
Yesus ngutus murid-muridna duaan-duaan.
He said, if two of you agree as touching anything,
tiap anjen di dunia ia sepakat nyuhunkeun naon bae,
it shall be done for them.
Amin, bakal dikabulkan ku Bapa kami di surga.
And so we are more productive.
Orang bakal langkung produktif.
In a cell group.
Dina kelompok sel.
Than by ourselves.
Dibatan sorangan.
The Bible says one of you shall chase a thousand. Kita
nyaruskan seorang tiasa ngundang 10,000 jalma.
But two of you shall chase 10,000.
Dua orang tiasa ngadamal 10,000 jalma lumpat.
Imagine the power of a group.
Bayangkan kawasa hiji kelompok.
When a group comes together,
atas hiji kelompok ngahiji,
it's not just individuals.
Temun pribadi-pribadi.
They have become a team.
Atas jantan hiji tim.
They are more productive.
Langkung produktif.
The fourth reason you need to be in a cell group.
Nah, sadar kedah ayat dina kelompok sel.
Is in John chapter 16.
Ayat dina Yohanes pasal 16.
Jesus said to his disciples, some of you will be offended.
Aneh dipisahkan.
He was concerned that some would fall away.
Anjeunna sieun sabara urang teu kiap.
Christians need protection.
Orang Kristen prayogi nu ngalindungan.
They go to churches, but they get tempted by sin.
Maranehna mios ka gereja tapi digoda ku dosa.
If their life is not accountable to other people,
hidup nanti gaduh tanggung jawab kabatur.
Satan may trap them.
Iblis tiasa nipu maranehna.
In our country we use traps to trap birds.
Di negara abdi nganggo perangkap kanggo newak manuk.
We take crumbs of bread.
Tapi nyandak sesa roti.
And we run those bread crumbs up inside a box.
Impaneta sesa roti dilebet hiji kotak.
We put a stick under the box.
Tapi nyimpen rang-rang di handapan kotak.
And we tie a string around the stick.
Mengkat lembar benang di sakuliah rang-rang.
We hide behind a bush.
Nyumput di pekeren rungkun.
And when the bird is coming along the breadcrumbs,
waktu manuk datang karena sesa eta roti.
When he goes into the box,
waktu manuk kita lebet karena kotak.
We pull the string.
Tapi narik benang nak.
And the box falls on the bird.
Kotak kita murak kaluhuran manuk.
Jesus used the word for that stick.
Yesus nganggo kecap kanggo rang-rang.
He said, "Some of you are going to be trapped."
Anjeunna Rios sabara tim maneh bakal kejebak.
Satan leaves temptations in front of us.
Iblis nendeun pencobaan di payunan urang.
And if we are alone,
upami urang nyalira.
Ecclesiastes says two are better than one.
Anjeunna Rios duaan langkung sae tibatan nyalira.
But woe to the man who is alone when he falls.
Tapi jalma nu kacepat tengah kaduhan rencang kanggung angkat
anjeunna. And so we need a cell group.
Orang ngabutuhkeun kelompok sel.
We all have blind sides.
Urang saraya kadu sisi nu poek.
We cannot see everything in every direction.
Tiasa ningali sagala hal dina sagala arah.
And so we need others protecting us.
Urang ngabutuhkeun batur kanggo ngalindungan urang.
If I am following the breadcrumbs into a trap,
upami abdi kajebak ka sesa roti,
my cell member says, "Watch out."
Anggota sel abdi bakal nyeros kade.
Satan is trying to trap you.
Iblis nuju nyobaan ngajebak anjeun.
Now I am protected.
Abdi ngalindungan.
This is so important.
Kasida penting na.
And the last reason to be in a cell group.
Alasan terakhir naha kedah aya dina komsel.
Is in John chapter 17.
Dina Yohanes pasal 17.
Jesus said, "Father, let them be one."
Yesusnya rios supaya maraneh jadi hiji.
As we are one.
Anjeun Bapa dilebet kami jeung kami di jero anjeun.
God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
Allah Bapa, Anak jeung Roh Suci.
Are one.
Nyaeta hiji.
They have community. And Jesus said, Father, let my church be one.
Yesus nyaris Bapa damel gereja abdi janten ngahiji.
Let them pray together as one.
Doa sesarengan wujud di kesatuan.
In a cell group.
In a komsel.
Jesus said,
Yesus nyarios,
where two or three are gathered together in my name.
Sebab di mana dua atau tilu orang ngariung di lebet nami kami.
There I am in the midst of them.
Kami ayah di tengah ranjeun.
The fifth reason to be in a cell group.
Alasan kelima ha ayah komsel.
Is for the purpose of prayer.
Kanggo ngadoa.
Let me review for you.
Abdi kawitan ti awal.
The five things that cell groups do for Christians.
Lima hal nu dibidamel ku komsel kanggo urang Kristen.
They help them to serve better.
Kanggo nulungan supados tiasa ngelayanan langkung sae.
They help them to encourage each other.
Komsel nulungan kanggo silih masihan sumanget.
They help them to be more productive.
Komsel nulungan kanggo langkung produktif.
They help them to be better protected.
Komsel nulungan kanggo langkung dilindungan.
And they help them to pray better.
Nulungan kanggo ngadoa nu sae.
In our nation,
di negara abdi,
we have large flocks of geese.
Kadu sarombongan sa soang nu seueur.
The geese are large birds.
Soang jenis manuk anu ageung.
Who fly in a flock.
Ngapung dina kelompok.
They fly in a V formation.
Ngapung dina format V.
This is the lead bird.
Nya ieu soang pamingpin.
And they arrange themselves in a V.
Atuh dina sorangan ngabentuk formasi V.
Someone may ask.
Panginten tumaros.
Why don't they fly alone?
Nah, teu ngapung nyalira.
It's the same reasons Jesus taught his disciples.
Yesus ngajarkeun alasan nu sami ka para muridna.
Number one, this bird.
Alasan kahiji manuk ieu.
Is the bird that takes the most wind resistance.
Manuk nu sok ngalawan angin.
He has to work the hardest.
Kudu digawe leuwih capek.
And so he gets tired.
Manehna jadi capek.
And he will rotate to the back.
Bakal muter ka tukang.
And another bird will take the lead.
Manuk sanes nyandak ka pemimpinan.
So everyone shares a turn.
Setiap manuk kenging giliran.
This is the way our churches should be.
Kuruna cara damel gereja urang.
We should be serving.
Urang kedah ngalayanan.
When Nehemiah built the wall,
waktu si Nehemia ngawangun tembok Yerusalem,
he put one family at each section of the wall.
Nempatkeun hiji kaum di tiap seksi tembok.
Everyone served.
Setiap jalma dilayanan.
And that's what a cell group does.
Eta nu dibidamel ku komsel.
In Solomon's day,
di zaman Salomo,
he brought one tribe to Jerusalem every month.
Antaranya ada kiti bangsa ke Yerusalem tiap sasi.
And that tribe provided provision for his palace.
Bangsa itu nyayogikeun bekal kanggo istanana.
And then they were off for 11 months.
Manehna libur salami 11 sasi.
In our church now,
di gereja abdi ayeuna,
we have 7 districts.
Kaduh 7 distrik.
And in those 7 districts,
dina 7 distrik eta,
we have 14 zones.
Kaduh 14 daerah.
Every Sunday,
setiap minggu,
at the main church service,
di ibadah ngawitan,
one zone serves.
Di daerah ngalayanan.
They park cars.
Mareana parkir kendaraan.
They greet the people.
Salam ka jalma rea.
They serve as intercessors.
Ngalayanan salaku pendoa syafaat.
They teach the children.
Ajar ka barudak.
They do everything.
Ngalakukeun sagala hal.
And then they are off.
Ajang marena libur.
For 13 more weeks.
Salami 14 minggu.
We call this shared responsibility.
Abi nyebat hal eta silih bagi tanggung jawab.
It's a very powerful principle.
Eta prinsip nu kuat.
This is what cell groups do.
Di bidang komsel.
Your church becomes an army.
Gereja sadayak janten hiji pasukan.
And you as the pastor.
Sadayak salaku gembala.
Are directing them week by week.
Arahkan minggu ka minggu.
Where each cell group takes a turn.
Setiap komsel nyandak giliran.
Or within a cell.
Di lebet sel.
Each person serves the cell.
Setiap jami ngalayanan sel.
The second thing about geese.
Hal kadua ngenaan soang.
And the reason they fly in a V
is
to encourage each other. These geese make a sound. They honk at each other. You can hear them going through the sky. Saying honk. Honk. And someone says, why are they doing that? Scientists have found.
Para ilmuwan mendakan,
they are encouraging each other.
Nyata sili mere sumanget.
If one bird gets weak, the bird behind him says, honk. And encourages him.
Mere sumanget dui.
That's what Christians need a cell group for.
Eta nu dibutuhkan jalma Kristen di lebet sel.
The third reason they fly in this formation is they are more productive. When they fly as a group, they can fly 71% further. With the same amount of energy.
Kekuatan usami.
Than if they were out flying by themselves.
Tibatan ngapung sorangan.
If they fly by themselves,
lamun ngapung sorangan,
they must put out 71% more effort.
Kudu ngaluarkeun tenaga langkung ti 71%.
So when they get in a group,
atas maranena ngelompok,
they fly faster.
Ngapung na langkung enggal.
Christians are more productive.
Orang Kristen langkung produktif.
When you put them in a group of 10 or 12 people,
baik menempatkan mereka di kelompok 10 atau napi 12.
The fourth reason that they fly as a flock,
alasan keempatnya tanggapung ngariung,
is also very important.
Tidak penting nak.
If one of these geese is diseased,
pemaya soang nu gering,
or is shot by a hunter,
atau ditembak kunu moro.
When he falls to the ground, two other geese will leave the flock and follow him. And so when he falls to the ground, these two birds watch that goose from a distance. If he survives his problem, The three geese rejoin the next flock flying overhead. This is protection. They don't leave him alone. But two of them are watching for their brother. That's what Christians need in a cell group. They need protection. And if we had as much insight as a goose, we would know that Christians need protection. So the goal of the church now is to get our people into cell groups.
Kumpulkan jalma-jalma di lebet komsel.
Small cell groups.
Komsel nu alit.
Are the very basic unit of the church.
Nu ngadasaran ti gereja.
Just like the cells of your body.
Sami saperti sel nu awak urang.
Are the basic unit of your human body.
Nu ngadasaran ti awak manusia.
The way that I began to bring my church to this is that I found the core of my church. I called a prayer meeting. People who pray in the church are the true leaders. I trained 500 leaders in principles of prayer. And spiritual warfare. And then from those 500 people, I selected
52.
In 6 months, those 52 groups, who each had 10 people in them, had invited 10 more people to the group. Now they were ready to multiply. Because a group should never have over 15 people in it. If it does, it turns into another congregation. It's as large as another church. So groups must remain small.
Kelompok kedah tetap alit.
So that the people can talk to each other.
Berstiasa silih nyarios.
And interact together.
Silih interaksi.
If it gets too large,
kami kelompok kita ageng teuing,
they will not interact.
Arena moal interaksi.
So you must remember the principle of multiplication.
Perang kedah imut prinsip multiplikasi.
We will deal with that later.
Perang badai ngabas nangke.
In 6 months,
dina genep sasi,
all 52 of our cells
52 sel abdi
had multiplied
parantos janten
to 104 cells.
104 sel.
1 year later,
setahun salajengna,
all of them had multiplied again.
Sadayana parantos bermultiplikasi deui.
And we had 208 cells.
Agaduan 208 sel.
After 5 years,
parantos 5 tahun,
they have multiplied.
Multiplikasi.
And we have 609 cells.
Gaduhan 608 sel.
To God be the glory.
Segala kemuliaan bagi anjeunna.
Our people are now being pastored very well.
Jamaah digembalakeun sae pisan.
Formerly under the old structure,
kata acana dihandap struktur lami,
where everything was dependent upon me.
Di mana segala hal kumaha abdi.
People's needs were not being met.
Kebutuhan jelma rea ente kacukupan.
They had no place to serve.
Tegaduh tempat kanggo ngalayanan.
They were discouraged.
Arana patah semangat.
They were not productive.
Tak produktif.
They were backsliding and being tempted.
Portat sareng digoda.
And they had no one to pray with them.
Tegaduh rencang kanggo ngadu asa sarengan.
But now they have their cell.
Ayana gaduh sel maranehna.
Now the cell meets every week. On Sunday we have our large meeting.
Dinten Minggu ngayakeun ibadah nu ageung.
It's the temple meeting.
Ibadah di bait Allah.
That's public.
Eta secara umum.
And then on the weekend.
Lajeng di akhir minggu.
Or some night during the week.
Tapi hiji dinten salami seminggu eta.
They have their cell meeting.
Ngayakeun ibadah sel.
Where they gather together to fellowship.
Maranehna ngariung sasarangan kanggo persekutuan.
To pray for each other.
Kanggo siling ngadoakeun.
To bring lost friends.
Kanggo nyandak rencangan nu leungit.
And to multiply.
Sareng multiplikasi.
Now this is how we pastor our people well.
Hayo kumaha urang ngembangkeun jemaat urang nu sae.
For years we had many divorces in our church.
Kami parantos ngalaman seueur pepegatan di lebet gereja.
And we were grieving about it.
Karaos sedih pisan.
But last year,
tapi tahun kamari,
we could only find one couple who divorced.
Mengmendakan hiji nu pepegatan.
From a church of 6,000 people.
Di gereja anu anggotana 6,000 jalmi.
And that's one couple too many.
Urang mah sapasang teu seueur peuteuing.
But now we see people are better pastored.
Ayeuna biningal jalma rea dikembalakeun langkung sae.
And this is the first purpose of the church.
Ya ieu ngawitan gereja.
To pastor believers well.
Barna kembalakeun jelema percaya langkung sae.
If you are a pastor today,
inten ayeuna saurang gembala.
Start by meeting with a core group.
Awitan ayakeun riungan sareng tim inti.
Find even 12 leaders in your congregation.
Apendak 12 pamimpin dina jemaah saderek.
Who you want to train in the principles of pastoring people.
Sadek latih dina prinsip ngagembalakeun jalmi.
Begin to meet with them every week.
Awitan papendak sareng marana tiap minggu.
And then after several months,
sapertos beberapa sasi,
let each of them begin a group.
Ijinkan ngawitan hiji kelompok.
Continuing to meet with you also every week.
Marana teras papendak sareng saderek tiap minggu.
They should meet with their own group.
Mereka pendak sareng kelompok maranehna oge.
They come back to you for ministry.
Wika saderek kanggo pelayanan.
And then they go out and minister.
Yo, serta ngalayanan.
In this way, you will have 12 groups.
Ina hal ieu sadaya ngagaduhan 12 kelompok.
And then the goal in the next year or two.
Sadaya tampaun atanapi 2 tahun salajengna.
Is for each of those groups to multiply.
Tiap kelompok bermultiplikasi.
And within 5 years.
Nah, 5 tahun.
You could have hundreds of groups.
Sadaya kaduh ratusan kelompok.
This pattern is occurring all over the world.
Pola ieu disiak kuliah dunya.
In Manila, in the Philippines.
Di Manila, Filipina.
One church has 2,000 cell groups.
Di gereja gaduh 2,000 komsel.
In Bogota, Colombia.
Di Bogota, Colombia.
One church has 13,000 cell groups.
Di gereja gaduh 13,000 komsel.
In El Salvador, in San Salvador, El Salvador.
Di San Salvador, El Salvador.
One church has 6,000 cell groups.
Di gereja gaduh 6,000 komsel.
And of course in Seoul, Korea.
Di Korea.
The largest church in the world.
Gereja pangagengna di dunia.
The Yeouido Full Gospel Church.
Gereja Yeouido Full Gospel.
Has 23,000 cell groups.
Gaduh 23,000 komsel.
In one church.
Dina hiji gereja.
And over 700,000 members.
Laki 700,000 anggota.
In one church.
Dina hiji gereja.
There is no way.
Daya cara sanes.
The pastor of that church.
Gembala eta.
Can pastor all of those people.
Ia sanga gembalakan sadaya jamaah.
I urge you to change your structure.
Abdi maksa saderek ngarobi struktur saderek.
To become a cell group church.
Janten gereja sel.
And may I warn you in advance.
Abdi ngemutkeun sarta acanana.
You cannot have many more programs.
Saderek tetiasa gaduh program langkung seueur.
And cell groups as well.
Oke komsel.
Because you will never be able to have all of those programs.
Saderek mah sanggup ngareng second saraya program eta.
And your cell groups.
Komsel saderek.
In the largest church in the world.
Di lebet gereja pangagengna di dunia.
In Seoul, Korea.
Di Seoul, Korea.
They have no other programs.
Marana teu gaduh program sanes.
Cell groups are the program of the church.
Komsel program garejana.
In Nairobi, Kenya.
Di Nairobi, Kenya.
There's a church of 4,000 people.
Ada gereja anu anggotana 4,000 jamaah.
And in 5 years.
Dina 5 tahun.
They have developed 500 cell groups.
Marana parantos ngembangkan 500 komsel.
In the country of Ivory Coast, West Africa.
Di bagian Ivory Coast, Afrika Barat.
One church has 80,000 members.
Di gereja gaduh 80,000 anggota.
And 6,000 cell groups.
Sareng 6,000 komsel.
They have no other programs.
Marana teu gaduh program sanes.
The cells are the biblical principle of government.
Komsel nyaeta tatanan prinsip kitab suci.
And we encourage you today.
Abdi ngadorong saderek ayeuna.
To begin the process of transition.
Kanggo ngawitan proses transisi.
Without cell groups.
Kanggo komsel.
We are totally unable to pastor our people well.
Prantetia sangat kembalakan jemaat langkung saya.
But if you have many other programs.
Pamisare gaduh seueur program.
Your leaders will be involved in all of the other programs.
Para pamimpin sare bakal ngiring aup dina sadaya program sanes.
You need the very best leaders.
Yogi pamimpin nu hade.
Who are leading your cell groups.
Pamimpin komsel sadere.
But if you have many other programs.
Umpami kaduh seueur program sanes.
Those programs are competing with cells.
Program eta saingan sareng komsel.
So as a pastor.
Salaku gembala.
You must ask yourself this question.
Sarekedan naros ka diri nyolira.
Is this program feeding the cells?
Aha, ieu program masihan tuang sel.
Everything at our church now.
Sagala hal di gereja abdi ayeuna.
Feeds the cell groups.
Masihan tuang komsel.
Nothing competes with the cell groups.
Ta aya nu saingan sareng komsel.
Here in America.
Di Amerika.
We have a problem.
Kaduh hiji masalah.
We try to make things too complex.
Kaduh usaha ngajetenkeun hal kompleks pisan.
We have so many programs in our churches.
Kaduh seueur program gereja urang. Gereja urang.
That all of our people are tired.
Gereja jalma janten kacapean.
Because they have so much to do with programs.
Margi marana kedah midamel seueur hal ku eta program.
And the pastor must keep all of the programs going.
Gembala kedah merhatikeun supaya sadaya program eta mulus.
He's like He's like a man I saw one time. Who would take a plate and spin the plate. He would put it on a stick and watch the plate spin. Then he would take a second plate and spin the plate and put it on a stick. And he did number three and number four. Then he had to go back and keep the first plate spinning. Until he had 15 plates spinning. But they all had to require his personal effort. Maybe that's you as a pastor. You have so many different things going. That all require your personal effort. That you are doing nothing well. Cell groups are the biblical pattern. They are a microcosm of the church. And if you as a pastor focus on raising up cell groups, let all of the other programs begin to die. It may take some time. I took 5 years. And I allowed each program to gradually die. As the leaders of it got involved in leading cell groups. I focused on new converts and visitors in our church. And I did not force our members to get involved in cell groups. As soon as a new person got saved, I put them in a cell group. They knew no other way of doing church. Before long, our older Christians also wanted to get involved. And now 60% of our church is in a cell group.
Ayana 60% di gereja Abi aya di lebet komsel.
We have 6,000 people on Sunday.
Kado 6,000 jalmi dina dinten Minggu.
And about 4,000 people a week in a cell group.
4,000 jalmi saminggu dina komsel.
One day I hope all of them are in cells.
Di dinten Abi miharap sadaya jemaat aya di lebet komsel.
Because I look at Christians who are in cells.
Marga biningali urang Kristen nu aya di lebet sel.
They're happier.
Aranena langkung suka bunga.
They're more productive.
Langkung produktif.
They're more powerful in prayer.
Aya kawasan doa.
They're able to produce more.
Sanggup ngahasilkan lomba.
And I look at a Christian who's not in a cell.
Biningali di Kristen anu teu aya di komsel.
Many of them are struggling.
Loba anu ngadoa.
They're discontented because their needs are not met. They have no outlet to serve. And I see their marriage is struggling. Their home struggling. They have no one to pray with them. So as a pastor, I look at cell groups. And I look at people who are alone. And I see the biblical pattern. Jethro told Moses, appoint over your people rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Now this is how we are structured. In our church, we have the lowest level of pastoring. The cell leader, over 10, and then over them is a section leader, over 50. And then over them is the zone leader.
Di saluran marena disebut pemimpin daerah.
Over hundreds.
Aya ratusan.
And then over them is the district leader.
Terusna saluranna aya pemimpin distrik.
Over thousands.
Saribu jalma.
So we are arranged just like Moses did his own people.
Abdi ngutus sapertos Musa ka urang Israel.
If a person is in a cell,
namun saurang di jero sel,
and they have a problem too great for the cell leader,
maranena boga masalah anu gede,
which is unusual,
masalah anu teu biasa,
because the cell leader meets most of the needs.
Sapa pamimpin sel ngutamakeun kabutuhan.
They approach a section leader.
Manehna datang ka pamimpin bagian.
If it's too hard for them,
pamimpin teu bisa direngsekeun.
They approach a zone pastor.
Manehna datang ka pangangon daerah.
If it's too hard for them,
pamimpin teu bisa direngsekeun.
They approach a district pastor.
Datang ke pangangon distrik.
And if it's too hard for them,
masih terbisa direngsekeun.
They bring the case to me.
Asa tadi tepikeun ka abdi.
As a senior pastor.
Salaku sesepuh pangangon.
And the Bible says.
Kitab suci nyarios.
And Moses chose able men out of all Israel.
Sakabeh urang Israel Musa milih nu pinter.
And made them heads over the people.
Diangkat jadi pamimpin.
Rulers of thousands.
Jadi pemimpin seribu jalma.
Rulers of hundreds.
Seratus orang.
Rulers of fifties.
50 orang.
And rulers of 10.
10 orang.
And they judge the people at all seasons.
Karena jadi pengadilan ke bangsa-bangsa sewaktu-waktu.
The hard causes they brought to Moses.
Masalah nuese dibawa ke Musa.
But every small matter they judged themselves.
Tapi nu hampang mah diadili dirinya.
Praise the Lord.
Puji Gusti.
This is the purpose of the church.
Ia maksud gereja.
Purpose number one.
Nomor hiji.
Is to pastor people well.
Miara jalma sing hade.
That's what cell groups do.
Eta anu dilakukeun komsel.
Purpose number two.
Nomor dua.
Is to evangelize the lost.
Injilan nu leungit.
And that is what we will talk about in our next session.
Tah, ieu anu rek dibahas teh.
Purpose number three.
Nomor tilu.
Is to raise up leaders.
Agerakan para pamimpin.
And in the third session.
Sesi tilu.
We will talk about how to turn a person from a new convert.
Ceritakan kumaha ngarubah petobat anyar.
Into leadership.
Janten pamimpin.
I would like to take a moment and just pray for you.
Abdi bade ngadoa kanggo saderek.
Because some of you who are watching this video are not in a cell group.
Ya, sababada urang nu teu ngiring komsel.
You're struggling as an individual Christian.
Sadayak ngadoa nyalira.
Or perhaps you're a pastor today.
Nami sadayak teh pangangon.
And you grieve for your people.
Sadayak nyengcerikeun jamaah.
Because the Lord is bringing them to you to pastor.
Nami masihkeun maranehna ka sadayak supaya dipiara.
But you feel inadequate.
Tapi ngarasan teu mampu.
You cannot be there every moment for them.
Terek tetiasa sasarengan tiap waktos.
And you know they need better care.
Terek terang marena merekikan asuhan saderek.
Every father is concerned about his children.
Bapa oge inget ka anakna.
Now I want to take a moment and pray for you as a pastor.
Abi hoyong ngadoa kangge saderek salaku pangangon.
For the Lord to give you the vision of cell groups.
Abi kusi masihkan fisika komsel saderek.
Lord, I pray for those who are watching this video.
Tiap ngadoa kanggo aranjeun nu nyaksikeun video ieu.
I pray for every pastor right now.
Abdi ngadoa kanggo para pangangon.
They may be struggling as they pastor their church.
Panginten anjeunna ngadoa dina waktos ngangon garejana.
They are concerned as a parent for their children.
Anjeunna inget saperti sepuh ka putrana.
And they need your help.
Anjeunna merekikeun pitulung.
They need your wisdom.
Ngabutuhkeun hikmat.
Show them the cell groups.
Tuduhkeun komsel.
And how cell groups can help them to pastor.
Kumaha carana komsel nulungan maranehna.
Show them 12 people.
Tuduhkeun 12 urang.
Able men.
Jalma pinter.
Men of truth.
Bisa dipercaya.
Who fear God.
Dian ku Allah.
And hate covetousness.
Teresep nyogok.
Help them to pour their life into those 12.
Tulungan pikeun ngabudalkeun hirup dina 12.
And then to cause the whole church to be pastored.
Tetesna gereja teh tiasa dipiara.
I pray today, Lord.
Abdi ngadoa ka Gusti.
For those who are not in a cell group.
Anggo marana nu teu ngiring komsel.
They are struggling today.
Marana ngadoa.
They don't know where to serve.
Marana teu terang kumaha ngaladenan.
How to be encouraged.
Kumaha nguatkeunana.
How to be productive.
Supaya produktif.
How to be protected.
Diaupan.
And how to pray with others.
Kumaha ngadoa sasarengan.
Give them a small group.
Pasihan kalompok alit.
Give them that feeling of belonging.
Kasihan parao sa ngagaduhan.
Give them a spiritual family.
Kasihan kulawarga rohani.
Give them a platoon in your army.
Pasukan peloton, pasukan anjen.
That they may move with the church of God.
Supaya tiasa gerak sareng gereja Gusti.
We bless them today.
Tapi ngaberkahan maranehna.
And we say be fruitful and multiply.
Tapi nyeros buahan jeng multiplikasi.
May your cell group grow.
Ikom sel taterek majeng.
And fill your city with the word of God.
Minuhan kota sadereku dauhan Gusti.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ilabat asmaning Yesus abdi ngadoa.
Amen and amen.
Amin.
God bless you and we thank you for watching this video.
Anuhunkeun margi sadek nonton video.
We're very excited to train you now in the next session about evangelism.
Semangat pisan ngalatih sadek sareng sesi satrasna ngeunaan penginjilan.
The greatest thing in your life
ageng dina kehidupan saderek
is to win souls.
Inginkan jiwa.
And through cell groups.
Kalangkungan komsel.
You can win souls.
Saderek tiasa nginginkan jiwa.
And disciple them for the Lord Jesus.
Kada dimuridkeun kanggo Yesus Kristus.
Remember our text.
Iya ayatna.
Every day.
Kata Quran serta sahate.
In the temple.
And
from house to house.
Roti di imah gelira.
They did eat their meat with gladness.
Kadang-kadang beberangan galumbira.
And singleness of heart.
Serta rido.
In Jesus' name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.